The Greek exit from the euro has been averted after the Greek Prime Minister accepted a third bailout that will bring further austerity to the debt-ridden country. Recriminations swirl around Europe with claims that the troika of the IMF, the European Commission and Central Bank have been vindictive and harsh with the hashtag "This is a coup." Circulating widely. Dr. Oliver Hartwich is chief economist with the New Zealand Initiative and has followed and written extensively on the unfolding crisis in Greece. Thank you, Dr. Hartwich, for joining us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you and a few other commentators we've spoken to believe that the best of the bad options for Greece was to leave the euro and re-establish its own currency. So what do you think's happened here? Why has the Prime Minister Spiras, well, he's basically gone back on what he talked about. He talked about sovereignty. They talked about Greece standing up for themselves. This is a complete reversal, isn't it?
Yes, it is quite a different position from what we heard from the Greek Prime Minister just a week ago when he campaigned for the no vote in his country's referendum.
That's right.
And in the referendum, of course, the Greeks were voting on some austerity measures, which in comparison now look actually quite light. So what he got instead was the full-blown austerity package on Sunday, or rather on Monday morning, Brussels time, which looks a lot harsher than anything that was on the table before, and he's agreed to a third bailout package, which he himself never really wanted. So it is a complete role reversal for the Greek Prime Minister now to campaign for all of these measures that his own party was always dead set against.
See, what does this new deal accomplish? I mean, the debt is still, I mean, what are we talking about, $130 billion? The debt is still unpayable, isn't it?
Well, the debt was unpayable to start with five years ago when this whole crisis erupted. You said that Greece probably should have left the eurozone. I would argue it should have never joined in the first place.
Yes, yes.
The euro, I think, as such, was a mistake. Letting Greece in was an even more severe mistake. And now to basically prolong Greek misery for 5 years, we've been talking about the same issues, basically, is just reckless and irresponsible.
What are the new in terms of the conditions, what are these new conditions that are being imposed?
Well, there is still some of the stuff that we've been talking about for 5 years.
Yeah.
So Greece is still required to balance its budget. It's still trying to cut back spending. It is supposed to cut back spending, for example, on the military. It is expected to increase the pension age. It is expected to give independence to the statistical office, which is probably a good idea. So they are trying to combine two things, basically. They're combining some structural reforms of the Greek economy together with some just pure spending cuts in the Greek budget. But we've been trying this for 5 years.
Yes.
They're also trying more privatizations. I mean, that is the most ridiculous part of the whole package. Nothing against privatizations. That's a good idea. But they're promising that these privatizations would be worth 50 billion euros. Well, that's exactly the same amount that they should have been worth 5 years ago. They didn't materialize. I think a more conservative estimate would be, well, you might get 6-7 billion euros out of
proposals,
but 50 billion euros is completely ludicrous. It's ridiculous to expect that the Greek government would be able to get that much money from the sale of some state-owned debt.
So this just looks crazy. You know, I thought this was the government campaigning on sovereignty. We're talking about socialists, we're talking about communists, and they're entering into this type of deal. What do you think sparked the turnaround?
Well, I think this crisis has never really been about economics or economic policy. It's always been about politics.
Yes.
The politics of it are quite clear. The European Union doesn't want to see the process of European integration going into reverse.
Yes.
So Greece leaving the eurozone would be an admission that this project never really worked, and the European Union wanted to avoid that. Apart from that, there were some outside interests, especially the American government. They are concerned that a NATO country, so a part of their defense alliance, would break loose. And therefore, they would be open to, say, Russian or Chinese influence. And the Americans were just very concerned that this highly militarized country on the outskirts of Europe would fall into Russian or Chinese hands. So there were some geostrategic considerations at play as well. Well, and for the Germans, of course, and for the other creditors, the moment that Greece leaves, they have to realize the losses. No government, not even Angela Merkel, would like to see that under their watch. They'd rather like to leave it to their successors to deal with it, because everybody knows that these loans will never be repaid.
No, never be repaid.
Therefore, at some stage, German taxpayers who have guaranteed the loans will have to take a hit, but it won't be under Angela Merkel's watch.
So Krugman, the economist, he described the bailout conditions as going beyond harsh into pure vindictiveness, leading to the complete destruction of national sovereignty with no hope of relief and a grotesque betrayal of everything the European project was meant to stand for. It's strong language, but is he right?
It's strong language and he's half right. I think he's going too far in his criticism of the package, because seriously, all the measures that are now on the table are of course necessary for Greece. They have to repair the budget. They have to reform the economy. There's no way around it. The only disagreement I would have with Krugman is that I think this should have never happened inside the Eurozone. It would have always been better to just take Greece out of the Eurozone and let it recover outside and probably also give it some debt relief. Krugman is simply too harsh, and the comparisons he draws with the Treaty of Versailles after the First World War, I mean, that's just rhetoric, but it doesn't have to be taken too seriously.
Well, do you think the people of Greece feel betrayed over this deal?
Well, if I were Greek and I had voted no, I definitely would feel betrayed, because it's the opposite of what was promised to them.
That's right.
But then again, the promises were always unrealistic. The Tsipras government, of course, came into office in late January this year. They promised to end austerity. They promised to kick out the hated troika of IMF, ECB, and EU. That was always unrealistic to start with. They had a debt problem. They had a problem with a country that desperately needed reform, and they pretended, really, that they could have their cake and eat it. They could just basically end all of these measures, the hated measures of the past 5 years, and still manage to somehow get ahead. Well, that was unrealistic, so Tsipras was always promising something that he could have never delivered, and now he's basically caught up on that.
Just finally, has the Greek crisis exposed the European Union as being fundamentally undemocratic?
Well, you could conclude that, because what we have seen, of course, is a lot of backroom deals, backdoor negotiations. This is not a democratic process, but then again, that was never really the European Union's greatest strength.
Yeah, it was always meant to be Greece's, wasn't it? Isn't that where democracy started?
Well, it started, but then it stopped at some stage.
That's right. Hey, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if you want to have a chat about Greece too, 0800, this is live. I think we're going to go to our final break, aren't we, Ellie?